B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's so true, Hardy, when it comes to NBA coaches. You know, who makes the coach and the success? Is it just the roster, or is it a coach that really makes a team come together? I was just looking at Greg Popovich and his sort of career. And I wouldn't say that Greg Popovich is anything other than a good coach. He's a good coach. There's good no coach. Doubt about it. But Greg Popovich...
Yeah, with, give Tony Parker
with superstars has been
Tim Duncan, Robinson,
really good to go from he wasn't there when David Robinson was there.
Yeah.
Was he? Is it the end of Robinson's career?
Probably crossed over.
So he probably caught the tail end.
Yeah.
That's really Tim Duncan's career.
It's really Duncan. So Duncan and Parker.
So Duncan and then Kawhi.
Yeah.
His two superstars.
Who quit on him. Yeah.
And Kawhi was there until few years ago. So since Kawhi, he's just over 500. He's got a 520 winning percentage, or 528 since Kawhi left. And in all the years prior to post Kawhi, which is post having the big, you know, bona fide top five star in the game. Let's see. Popovich took over in 97, 98. Here are his finishes by year. Second, first, second, first, first, second, first, second, first, second, first, 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 first. All of these finishes are all second, first place finishes every year. And in that mix was five NBA titles. And then the last 4 years, lost in the first round, lost in the first round, didn't make the playoffs, not on track to make the playoffs in the year since, with a 528 winning percentage. Yep. So having not finished lower than second all of those years, fourth place finish last year and on track for a similar spot this year. Mm. It's funny how that, why can't they coach their way out of it? All those years of success, now you don't have the same level of star and things change. That's how it goes. Doesn't mean he's a bad coach. I think he's a good coach. Just don't think it matters all that much at the end of the day. Doug in Roslindale. Doug, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey,
what's up, Doug?
What's up, Sal? I got a take on how Danny, I think Danny Ainge is going to handle this Jaylen Brown injury. I think he's going to use it as kind of an excuse to either offload Brown this offseason because there's so much pressure to either do something with Tatum or Brown, or he's going to get rid of Tatum and use it as an excuse and say, well, I couldn't get rid of Brown because he was injured. No one wanted him.
Wouldn't that be something for
that
Ainge?
Would be bold.
Wouldn't it be something for Ainge to give up Tatum? Like, that would be ballsy. Like, that's like, you know, Guster's last stand. That would be ballsy. Nobody thinks Danny Ainge is going to give up Jason Tatum.
Kevin in the truck. Kevin.
Hey, do you think the whole Brad Stevens and going back to Indiana, not going back to Indiana, but like speaking with Indiana was a little bit of a foreshadow to what's going to happen in the offseason?
I don't think he did speak like to Indiana.
I don't either.
I don't think he talked to them.
He had a team meeting after that.
It was definitely a rumor, whatever. But, I mean, do you think he can't handle the NBA, like the average NBA starter's ego? I feel like the team is full of, like, egomaniacs, you know? I'll hang up, let you guys talk.
No, I think that's every NBA team. No, and I don't think that's what it is. I really don't.
Yep.
I don't think he's going back to college. Jeff Goodman doesn't believe that either. He said, I really don't think he's ever going back to college.
Woj doesn't. He's like, no way. I don't think it's happening. Leave the NBA and go back to college. But from a personal standpoint, what are his true feelings? You know, that's the only shot you have, I think, for his departure.
Tom in Worcester. Hey, Tom, on not just sports, but front men, it says.
Worcester!
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 Hey, I want to nominate myself as one of the
greatest frontmen in rock and roll history. I had
Why don't you just worry about singing tonight?
For a long time, and I've been known to dance on top of a bar and drink out of a tequila bottle every once in a while.
Who hasn't?
So.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but not with
that
a guitar.
That makes Zoe one of the great frontmen of all time.
Well, Zoe is one of the greatest frontmen of all time. But, fellas, I'm singing God Bless America today at Polo Park for their opening day. I told Zoe that yesterday.
That's right.
And I was bumped by none other than James Taylor for the national anthem. So I don't know what you think about him as a front man, but I think I'm a better front man than James Taylor.
Why don't you ask Dan Roach? He's been here since 6 a.m. taking pictures of the ballpark, smelling
sure
the grass.
He slept there last night.
Yeah. Good luck tonight, Tommy.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
great
pal.
Show as always. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Don't suck.
Yep. Good job, Rhode Island. Good job, Rhode Island, losing that team and ballpark. Looks gorgeous, Polar Park. Had all the opening shots, the big board, everything.
Kind of a weird start time today. What is it, 3:30?
3:30, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Get there early, James Taylor.
For the front discussion.
Worried about the parking, right? Because you don't break it in cars and stuff. Keep the day games. Go ahead.
Tom's going to be working the detail at the Burger King for the first 5-6
innings. He's getting double chair.
It's like the guy who sings the anthem at the Bruins game. It's like, thank you, I got to go 10 bar now.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. And Tom Worcester's got to go out there and work.
Todd Angeles, yeah.
But the emails and the tweets, there's a lot of, you know, people mentioning like other frontmen, whether it's, I know James Taylor is joking, but there's some obvious ones like Prince, Bruce Springsteen. If you are a singular name, that doesn't count as a frontman. Of course, Prince is the greatest frontman of all time for Prince. Yes, of course. But if you're just part of a band, I think that was the kind of undiscussed stipulation for the great frontman discussion.
Ozzy.
I saw Ozzy once. It was good.
That's real good. But again, that's sort of him.
Yeah.
You know, was he the greatest frontman in rock and roll history when he was with Black Sabbath?
No. Name someone else from Black Sabbath. I couldn't. Who?
One of the Apices was the drummer, and then Iommi.
I don't think that's a household name. Keith Richards is a household name in music.
Well, can you name any of the other members of the Stone Temple Pilots?
No, that's a good point.
It's just you don't have to be able to name the other members, but
yeah, it just feels like it's something bigger when there are other guys in the band that people actually know.
Robert and Dean DeLeo,
for example,
Eric Kretz on drums. There's a hell of an outfit, that STP band. But you're just talking about a band. Who's the best frontman for a band? And no, we don't include Prince in that discussion or Bruce Springsteen.
Fans, the Cult, Bush, Stone Temple Pilots.
Jesus Christmas.
Bush and Stone.
Act alive. Have
play
a pulse.
It, play it again. Play it again. It didn't make sense that time.
I got to find the other one.
This is so bad.
Because the first one.
Play it again.
Hello there.
Go
Bush
to Fox
and
Woods.
Stone. Temple Pilots.
The Cult, Bush and Stone. Temple Pilots.
That was when he fixed it.
Yeah. That was the fixed version
we just heard. We need the one that doesn't make sense. The one that's a total mess. Taylor in Framingham. Taylor.
Hey, on the Black Sabbath point, I just remember Bill Ward. I don't even know what he played, but I went to school with a kid, Ward. He always said it was his uncle. But for frontman, have you guys ever seen The Killers? Brendan Flowers is a great frontman. He's a nut. But they let him play on top of Vegas last year. If you guys got to see that at the NHL, one of the games, and they let people back in the stands or whatever for the bubble. You guys ever check them out?
No, I haven't. Ever seen The Killers?
I've seen The Killers.
Yeah,
yeah,
what do you think?
He's a good front man. He's not all time. Oh, Geezer Butler, you've heard of him from Sabbath. He was the bass player.
Yeah, for sure. Wayne and Beverly Wayne.
Yeah, I'm calling in about the Celtics.
Yeah.
It just, sickens me that, people, calling Tatum and Brown superstars. They're not superstars.
They are in their mind.
They're privileged.
That's a problem.
Little spoiled children. And everybody blaming their coach because they're saying the coach doesn't motivate them, the coach isn't emotional enough. It pisses me off. You think KC had to sit Larry down before every game and give him a speech to motivate him? No, Larry put the team on his shoulders and went out and played as hard as he could. So didn't Magic, so didn't Jordan. And it just sickens me, because that's the way sports are today. A bunch of privileged, coddled, little, spoiled brats. I'm going to hang up now.
Kay. Wayne, you're not necessarily wrong. It's just that there are fewer of those Birds, Magic, Jordan. Hey, LeBron is one of those guys.
Steph Curry.
I know he's a polarizing figure, Steph but Curry. He's one of those guys. Steph Curry
every night
is one of those guys, and those I'll are also you. The best guys in the league.
Yep. Tell you what, Jimmy Butler has really, really found himself.
He
man.
Sort of turned it around.
He has turned it around.
He was there not was one of those guys no, 10 years
non-defensive
ago.
Non-defensive player, lazy. I remember the comments about him. Out of shape. No. Guy looks like he's got the killer in his eye.
I don't think he was ever called out of shape.
Yeah.
I don't think that was ever said lazy. About Jimmy Butler.
Lazy.
No, just I wouldn't even say lazy. Just sort of had this disinterested thing about
him. Yeah. Floater.
Floater. Floater wouldn't take over a game.
He is now.
Now he takes over a game.
His
so
team.
That's the hope.
That's his team. You watch Embiid play. Starting to become his team.
617-779-0985. I see some Bruins calls on the board as well. Taylor Hall, would you give him a new contract? And also, an emailer really wants us to talk about the cheap shot that David Pastrnak took last night.
Oh, I guess Jack went cuckoo. Went nuts on the broadcast.
We will get to it next.
The Colt, Bush and Stone, and Temple Pilots. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He'll twist it back out to center ice. Krejci center circle. Leaves for Hall on left wing. He'll burst up the line into the left circle. Cuts out in front of Beck, and he scores! How about that move from Taylor Hall? Left to right. He sizzles a back. Inside the near post. Wow! Bruins win it 3-2 in overtime over the Islanders. And they close out their home slate, winning 8 of 9 here at TD Garden.
You know, I know the Bruins' history and the aura around the team has been a lot of fun to play for. I've loved my time here. The city is amazing. Just walking around and the energy in this area for the team just in general has been really fun to be a part of.
Walking around 2-4.
I'm sorry?
Taylor Hall there talking about walking around and feeling the energy that the fans and the team. Imagine if it was normal circumstances. Packed building. Yeah, that place all amped right. up. That would be like real.
Taylor Hall wants to be a Bruin.
That's good.
What's he making? $8 million right now? Is that his salary that he signed for? 1 year, $8
million? Mm-hmm.
All right, well... Hey, kid, you like Boston so much. $8 million for 2 years. What?
This
put
right
your money where your mouth is, Taylor.
This is right up your alley there, Mr. Swayman. You could fix this problem.
What do you mean?
Would you take Taylor Hall and Swayman and let Rask move on?
Oh, I like how you frame it, Zoe. I like because the question is not just do you want Hall back, because we've sort of done that and...
Of course, you would love to have him back.
Well,
but
I don't know yet.
You got to fit him in.
I'm not sure about that yet.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not looks there. Good. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Look what he's doing.
When I see that goal, I mean, first of all, multiple goals last night. The one that he scored on the power play, that's a goal scorer's snipe right there, because there are too many guys that would miss the net. Mm. And he puts it right in the right place. What are you giving me the look for, T-Bone?
Because T-Bone's already decided on Hall.
You got him coming back?
No, I was just going to say, if you're bringing Hall back, are you bringing Krejci back as well?
Yeah, at a discount, yes.
Are you saying that because you're just talking money, or you're talking about...
Talking about the second line.
Okay, that's what I was about to say. Are you talking about that second line and how these guys are... And Hall is most effective because he is playing with Krejci.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's a much upgraded line now for the Bruins. I don't want to bring back Krejci. I've told you this. I've told you I don't want to do that. I want the Bruins to get a little younger. I would prefer they get younger.
How'd that go on defense?
Not great, but they didn't stay healthy. Wasn't it a matter of health? Did they look, when they had numbers and they had bodies, did it look bad? It didn't look bad. In fact, I think they probably had the right idea, but it didn't work out for them. Ultimately, injuries became a real issue for them. I'm not there yet on Hall. If he performs in the playoffs, I think you're there. I think I would be there. I think that's a big piece. Okay, you came in. You played well for a small stretch.
I'm not ready to commit him, but we could start talking about potentially fitting him in.
You got new scenery.
If this thing continues.
You had a new attitude and a new scene.
He likes the reset for him.
And you were playing on a good line with a really good player in David Krejci, and you had some success.
He doesn't look lost. He's responded. Looks like he's been here for 3 years. I like him.
You're a guy who hasn't played very much in the playoffs.
Let's see how it goes.
You've been in the league for a while. You haven't played very much in the playoffs. We'd like to see that you don't suck when it's the most important time of the year.
Right.
I don't think that's an unfair part of the equation for him, but you bring up something interesting. Would you let Rask go with the kid in Swayman to provide the salary to pay for Hall?
Just to give your team a little tweak, you know?
If Hall is good in the playoffs, my answer to that is going to be yes. It's going to be yes. Got to do what you got to do.
That will also take Tuukka struggling, and we would get glimpses of Swayman at times.
That's the other part. How does Rask look in the playoffs? If he builds a wall, and even if they don't win Swayman. It all,
yeah.
But it's obviously not his fault.
But if Swayman never gets a sniff, and Tuukka looks really freaking good, then it's still Tuukka. You still talk to him. Yeah, he wants to be here. Doesn't want to play anywhere else. He stated that. Discount Krejci.
Discount Hall.
Yeah, that too. Not that you're going to make him. He's going to get $8 million, but yeah, sure.
Get them all on good deals.
You sit there and you talk to them like, hey, we've kept this core together for a while. Here's what we play Bergeron. Here's what we pay Marchand. You're not coming in here. You're not making more than these guys. You know, these guys have earned it.
John emailed in and said, been listening since 8 a.m. It's a long time.
Love it.
Listening.
Love those cons.
He says, and neither you guys nor Toucher and Rich have mentioned the gut shot Pastrnak took last night. Want to hear you guys get riled up about something other than the Celtics. Please, God. That's from Cilantro, as he calls himself.
Do you have Jack?
Set.
Tom, do you have Jack? Fire it up. On it? No.
Well, did you ask him to get that?
Before the break, yeah.
No, you mentioned it.
I thought he would have grabbed it. You know.
Are you supposed to read your mind?
From where?
From the Bruins broadcast. Jack Edwards.
Oh, Jesus.
The guy with yellow teeth and the black double-vested suit.
Here we go.
With the yellow
tie. Let me Google.
He wears the same thing every night.
Every TV show ever.
He flipped out on this goal. I mean, on this penalty. Or the dirty play that you want to call it.
Well, what did he say? Reenact it for us.
I can't. Typical Jack.
Since T-Bone can't or won't pull it up for you.
Over the top Jack.
Do you need the clip now? Is that what's going to give you something on this?
No.
I found it, T-Bone. Do you want
it? Cheap shot.
Do you want I could throw it in the old system.
Seen dirtier hits?
Yeah, you know what? I can't bring myself to get riled up over it because he was fine.
I laughed at it because of what... And the reason fans are upset is because Jack was upset.
He went down like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that hurt. He looks like he got it up near the ribs.
It's your premier goal scorer that... took a shot, and Jack went Zulu on it, and that's why people are pissed.
Yeah. I mean, it was a cheap shot, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hockey.
So T-Bone last night was expressing this to us, T-Blades. It's almost T-Blade season here. And he said, that's scary because what if he did get hurt there? What if he legitimately cracked a rib, right? The strangest of things can
Well, you remember when he had issues that, in the right? bubble? When he
It doesn't take getting action. Right,
they're
right.
already lingering.
How Old thin injury. They are if they were to lose one of their goal scorers on those top two lines, to speak to the importance of the top two lines for the Bruins.
Yeah.
How their margin for I guess, error and their margin of injury is razor thin is why that is a little bit scary. But he's okay. Mm. It appears he's fine.
No boo-boo.
Closes the shot, going wide, and the Islanders have an oh! Komarov, a cheap shot! Komarov tried to change the trajectory of the Boston Bruins season right there. After the whistle, give him a major and look at it.
Always concerned about health going into the postseason. And when it's a cheap shot on your best goal scorer from a role player, a limited player.
New York Islanders penalty number 47. 2 minutes for Slashy, 2 minutes for us, Sports Mike.
Wow, just the two. Weak.
Brick is so good with him. Like, just brings him back to. He's Niedermeyer from Animal House. A Preds pin on your uniform.
Yeah, it was a cheap shot, and it was Bush League, but...
Hear the crowd,
was
though?
He trying to change the trajectory of the Bruins season?
Jack's hanging on, man.
He gave him the butt end of his stick to his gut. I mean, it was...
It's a hockey player.
I don't want anyone to do it to me.
No, but, that doesn't look pleasant but, at all.
I don't think it would change the trajectory of... I don't know.
You hear the fans, though? You can tell. More fans in the building.
Oh, yeah, they didn't like it.
Starting to hear it.
Well, just enough I like fans. It. No more fans than what we currently have. Right, Artie?
Right. The
Slow down.
I don't want any traffic.
I'm telling you. It was pretty.
He already wants to get a table.
Pretty nice. Kasha going down.
Oh, yeah. Great comeback, kid.
Jesus.
Well, way to know. Great to hear you still exist.
But today, so he's among the many players who are not going to go tonight. But Cassidy said it's a conditioning thing. It's not injury. So
really?
The fear was that it was going to be
a headshot.
Well, but like, it wasn't really a headshot.
Not a headshot, but a head issue with him.
Right. Like it could have been lingering. Like a kind of like a lingering, like whiplash type of head thing. But I didn't see him hit his head. T-Bone, did he hit his head?
No, it looked like his head like smacked back, like he wasn't good at taking a hit, you know?
Right, but Cassidy said today it was a conditioning thing for Kasha. So
is that better or worse?
That's a good question.
Well, one game back, and you don't want to go back to backs when you just returned. So yeah, that's what I think he means by conditioning. He's not in game shape, much less in back to back game shape. What?
Okay.
That's so annoying.
A T-bone, okay? Yeah.
Dismissive.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Stupid thing you said. Okay. Arnie has our headlines. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know it if you smelled it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tim in Nashua on the Bruins. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Beat. I signed Hall 3 years, 18, and I want them to start planning for the future because they have a great coach, a great new young goalie, And if you want to go year by year with Krejci, I'm fine with that, and Rask. But I think the skills, you do not have a player like Hall in the minors. And you'll never find a player in the minors. If you can sign him for the 3 or 18, you are golden.
Yeah, I'd be on board with that. I could agree to that. 3 at 18.
It's team building.
Yeah. $6 million a year. That puts him behind really the big four right now. I don't know if Krejci will still be a part of it, but that puts him behind Bergeron, Pasternak, and Marchand as what would be, without Krejci, the fourth highest paid player, with Krejci, the fifth.
Yep.
But Marchand's right around 6. And Charlie Coyle's at 5.25. If he's 5.25, the Hall can make 6. I'm not there yet, though. I still want him to play well in the playoffs. Not there just yet. I recognize his skill. Can he put it together in a meaningful environment like a playoff series? Jake in Boston, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Listen, this Jaylen Brown injury was unrelated to what sidelined him a couple weeks ago, which meant he had it, he played with it, and he chose to get this done now, 2 weeks before the playoffs. Let's just say it. He quit on his team. He quit. That's the story, and that's why Jaylen Brown needs to go. And if Brad goes, you need a be careful what you wish for hire for those narcissistic brats. And I said it before, I'll say it again. Do you think they'd be able to walk all over Becky Hammon as the first female coach in the history of professional sports like they do with Brad? Or will reality finally smack them upside the head once she gets Jaylen and Jason's headlines and endorsement deals? That is the question. She would out-alpha them and instantly command respect with a wave of support that goes well beyond NBA circles, and that neither of those brats would be able to put up with without getting either really jealous or falling in line.
Okay, let's get to that first point.
I think that's an unfair attack on Jaylen Brown.
You asked this earlier, though. You said, when did the injury happen?
Yep.
You asked that question, you were suspicious.
And he also fell when he collided with Tatum.
You are suspicious of when the injury happened yourself.
But he looked, he had the thing wrapped up and on the bench and looked dejected. So, I mean, he looked hurt. Not going to question the guy's hurt. I'd have more of a problem with a Kyrie getting nose surgery to help his movie career and not be with his team during the playoffs than this guy tapping out. And he legitimately looks, he's grabbing it when he goes down. I mean, could he play? I don't know. Could he play? Felt like he went down hard under the bucket and fell. That looks injured.
Right.
It requires
is that the initial injury to fix it.
Maybe not.
Oh, that would be important to know.
Yeah.
But he did suffer an injury to it recently. So I don't know that I would go as far.
Well, he sustained an injury, right. But he was initially hurt by his words.
Thank you.
It's a very complicated case we have here.
Chris and Quincy on Frontmen. Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going? The best frontman, two very successful rock bands, Chris Cornell, Audioslave, and Soundgarden.
Soundgarden is my favorite 90s band, but and vocally.
Great singer.
Better than Weiland.
Yeah.
But Weiland had the charisma.
Yeah.
I would give it to Weiland.
This guy just likes to sit with his legs crossed and sing. Yeah, but he could sing.
Who?
Weiland. I mean, Chris Cornell.
Now, Chris Cornell was a good frontman. I mean, Soundgarden shows. It was a rock show. I mean, he was great. Look, not a bad frontman by any means. If you're asking me to say which one was better, I'd give the edge to Scott Weiland. A lot of people bringing up Bono, too. Bono's a great frontman. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder hanging off these stages back in the day was pretty good.
Eddie Vedder is a very good front man.
That's pretty good. I'll tell you that.
Pretty good party trick there. Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Climbing the rigging? Yeah. He's nuts.
Casey on the South Shore. Casey.
Hey, two quick thoughts, guys.
Hey.
One, front men don't have to leave the hometown. Two great ones in Steven Tyler with Aerosmith and Peter Wolf with Jay Giles. Two of the best ever. As far as Brad Stevens is going...
Pick one of the two.
I'll go with Peter Wolf.
Yeah, I would too.
Ooh.
I've seen both, and I would take Peter Wolf over Steven Tyler.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler was good.
He is, yeah. No, charisma. He definitely has a presence.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Wolf is a frontman.
Very Mick-like, though.
Peter Wolf has a presence on the stage.
Great frontman.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, but that's not really your era of music, Beatles, so we're going to gravitate toward the stuff that we, you know, really, really liked and listened to and went to a lot of shows. I saw Stone Temple Pilots probably, I don't know, 10, 12 times. So, yeah, I'm going to be biased.
Speaking of Peter Wolf, you know what I've been watching a little bit this week, Artie? I've been making my way through it like 45 minutes at a time. I got to do the final 45 minutes of it.
Mm.
The BCN documentary.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
It's pretty good.
Huh.
It moves.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think you'd enjoy it.
I've been trying to get through the movie Tenet for about three nights now. Do you remember when that was the trailers for that thing was coming out? It's a Christopher Nolan kind of like an action CIA time travel type of thing. It's giving me a headache.
There's some new.
It's tough to get.
There's some new horror thing coming out with based off the Saw movie.
New what thing coming out?
Horror.
Oh, horror.
Horror.
Gotcha.
Horror.
Yep.
Right.
Ooh.
What is it?
It's off the Saw thing. Like,
what's it called?
You must choose how to die. It's like, I don't know the name of it.
Sean Connery in it?
No.
It was your Sean Connery voice.
It. I saw the previews for it. Oh, I'm like, that looks creepy. I don't want to watch that. I don't like that stuff. You become captive and you choose your death. And all
Quiet
that.
Place 2 is coming out. Should you guys see that one?
No.
John Krasinski? Local
no,
guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I've been checking out Mayor of Easttown, though. Have you seen that?
No.
Mare? Like a horse?
No, Mare is an M-A-R-E. It's her name. It's the main character's name.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got a real True Detective feel to it all of a sudden.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh. But like True Detective season one?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. I think it might be about to get creepy.
But we didn't touch on this yesterday. And it happened yesterday and it went viral. Did you see a tiger in the neighborhood in Houston?
I can't believe it. I can't
you imagine
believe
waking
we didn't
up,
talk about it yesterday.
A freaking Bengal tiger.
Yeah.
Here's what happened.
You know where the tiger is now?
They don't know.
Correct.
The guy left the scene. I guess the guy showed up and eased it down, kissed its head, grabbed its leash, put it in his truck.
In
the backseat of his truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sped off. Cops found him later. He got in trouble, but we don't know where the tiger is.
They said they think he's cooperating with authorities to tell him where the tiger is. He was keeping it there at his house there outside of Houston.
It's a nice neighborhood. It's not like...
No, it's not a place you would expect to have a guy keeping a tiger in his house living next door to you.
Right. You'd expect to see that at a homemade zoo in Florida.
You'd think you'd hear it, right? You'd think you would hear the roar or the...
Well, this morning on the news, they said that in Texas, you can own a tiger. But there are rules, like it can't be within 1,000
right.
feet of a nursery school or a daycare. I'm like,
what is it, a sexual predator?
Well,
what are you, Alan from Hangover?
A sex offender or a tiger?
Take the tiger to cover 1,000 feet unobstructed ground.
Pretty quick.
15 seconds.
I've seen those suckers jump up walls and climb up and get the chicken that they have dangling above their heads about 12 feet up and do the flip.
Where'd you see that?
On videos. Watch animal videos. Tell you what, did you hear the guy yelling at him?
You're like, hey, you're like Lefty
back.
And Donnie Brasco.
Yeah. Why don't you get that back? Take your effing tiger, get back in your house. Like his neighbor knows he has the tiger and he's screaming at him while he's videoing this guy.
But that's the off-duty cop who's got his weapon drawn. He's pointing at the tiger. I'm looking at that guy and say, if that tiger decides to reach up and swat that gun out of your hand, I don't know that you're going to be able to do a whole lot about it.
What if you miss? Just saying.
I don't think the tiger knows it's a gun either.
I don't think the tiger cares.
Like, it doesn't care.
Go ahead. You know what? Go ahead. Put one in me. See what happens.
Remember that cat when they're out on that trail and a cat comes flying down at it? What was it? It was a mountain lion, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a mountain lion. It started going after the guy. Like, I could see me panicking and misfiring a shot.
But we all
right over the ear of that cat.
If you'll remember, we all wanted that guy to get bit. We did not care for the way he was talking to that cat. He was
right.
A little cocky about it.
Right.
Vulgar.
Yeah. He was. He used very bad language to that cat.
Dennis in Rockland. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. Hey, the greatest front man might have been a woman, and that was Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company, because they sucked.
But she was everything, man.
Is this mass?
Sexy.
Come on.
You like armpit hair? What do you like, hair on the legs?
You had a thing for Janice, huh?
Huh? I like those hairy armpits.
Oh, God. You could weave them. Whoa.
Give us a little and Bobby McGee there, T-Bone. Let Zoe think that this is a sexy voice singing at him. No, I don't think Janis Joplin probably makes it into the elite.
Dan in Southbridge. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Best front man, absolutely Steve Tyler from Aerosmith. I've seen him a half a dozen times.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw Aerosmith.
I have. I've seen them three or four times, and I just...
How is he?
He's good, but I don't think it's...
We didn't see him in
the charts. Notable,
and we never saw him in their prime either.
Right, that's a big part of it.
Like
too.
Robert Plant we may be missing out on the whole Led Zeppelin thing. I never saw Led Zeppelin.
But you can watch that piece together Zeppelin show from 75 or whatever year it was.
Right,
there's video of that. Video exists of that. Kevin in Brookline. Kevin,
first off, thank you, gentlemen, for all your good company. I appreciate it. Like everybody else in the world, man, I'm in my own band and I'm not even going to talk about it. But the only person I fear and I think is the greatest is Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine. Unbelievable, brothers.
Well, yeah, we like them on this show, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, yeah, very good front man. Yeah.
Zoe's a big fan of their political commentary. He's big. He appreciates their message and their music.
Yeah.
That's what he tells me. What? What'd you say? Gone silent on me over there? So?
What's that?
Yeah.
Just checking some schedules.
One last call here. Josh in the car. Josh.
The schedule?
Hello.
Okay. John in the car then. Hello. Will be the last one.
John. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, go ahead, John, quickly.
All right, two front men. Freddie Mercury, and I know you don't like single names, but how about Bono?
Yep, we've named both of them. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Takeaways.
Yep.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by our good friends at Awaken When Needed Weight Loss, a proven weight loss program combining science, coaching, and nutrition. Receive weekly guidance and customization to ensure success each and every week until you reach your ultimate goal. That's what they do.
Let's go to our call of the day. If you were wondering how we got onto the topic of best frontmen, it was because we talked about the Rolling Stones. It was a request of Zoe's today that we discuss something
awful
related to a 1986 hit, a chart topper by the Stones. Here it is. Judy in Arlington has something on the Harlem Shuffle. Judy, you want...
Yes.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Judy. Hold on 1 second. You wanted to talk about this.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get a call.
I
want
to know what Judy wants to talk about the Harlem Shuffle.
Okay, Judy, well, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
Hi, Judy.
Hi there. I wanted to tell you why it was such a popular song. Because there was a dance then called The Rock, and there was no relation to Dwayne Johnson, but it was Beef, and people loved that song because they could dance to it.
Do you mean like the electric slide that actually is the electric slide dance song?
No, I don't know. It didn't stick around very
I'm sure
long,
there was a dance, right, and you make it up and...
It was in all the
do the wobble butt. There's a wobble butt song. You do the chicken dance. There's a chicken dance song.
I thought the dance was called the Harlem
Good
Shuffle.
Lord. No chicken.
It is called the Harlem Shuffle.
It was, but that wasn't
the dance.
The
is
dance.
Not called the Harlem Shuffle. Which makes
yes,
it worse.
Yes, it is. There's a dance
really
called
crispy.
The Rock.
All right, everybody talk at once. We'll do it that way.
Yeah, well, you said I could talk, so I'm
go ahead.
Way to go.
Well, then she went on to describe in great detail. There'd be a train of people spooning each other, sometimes front to front, others front to back.
It was very sexual.
Very sexual. Excited.
Sensual and sexual.
She said T-Bone. It was both sexual and sensual.
T-Bone's in there. His desk keeps moving up and down. Like, he hadn't had any in a week.
It's like Salvucci in All the Right Moves.
Right.
What's that
I
trick?
I like those teary armpits.
Right. Oh, man.
My, oh, my.
She was chopping hot. Never heard those two things together.
You have now.
She just looks very sweaty all the time.
She doesn't seem like one that showers every day.
No.
That's all.
No.
A little bit of a hippie.
A little?
Peace.
We'll do this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Felger Mass coming your way next. Stick around for that. Have a great afternoon.
I'll get back.
Bye, Zo. Schedule nuggets tomorrow. Get a few more of those. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.